We will get to the Blades unsung hero in the next segment, because making his way up to our broadcast location is head coach Dan Da Silva, struggling with the headset microphone, but he's got it. Slaps it on. We'll turn your mic on. Unfortunately, the first period was what it was. You just didn't get off to a good start. You seemed to be shaken a little bit by what was going on, and they took advantage.
Yeah. All things that we addressed before the game, you know, the atmosphere in, you know, this building, the start that they looked to have. And, you know, I actually thought prior to the goal, their first goal, we did some okay things. Now, we didn't get a shot on net, but I thought we had a really good scoring chance on the backdoor part of McElhone right at the end of the first power play that we had. And, you know, if that goes in, I think it gives us some life and might take the crowd out of it a little bit. But when this building gets going and they have the momentum, it's a really difficult place to play in. But, you know, after the first 20, I thought that I was very proud of the guys, you know, resiliency and the ability to push back and bend and not break.
Can you say the same thing for pretty much every building in this division, that you have to be ready for a push right at the beginning?
That's right. And that's, you know, the part of the show they put on here in the U.S. division is it's entertainment value, right? And then these teams start fast, they start aggressive and start on their toes. So and it's going to be no different tomorrow night in Portland. You know, it's their home opener, 10, 12 games in the season. So they'll be, you know, they have a long travel tonight, but they'll be ready to go from the start. I'm sure they'll be excited. So now the good news for us is that we've seen it now once, and hopefully we can learn our lessons for tomorrow.
Yeah, and the good news, you got a power play goal tonight. That gets you off the schneid. You've been 0-for-12 on the power play. You get a goal tonight, and it just seems to make everybody seem a little looser on the power play too.
Yeah, it does. I thought that our power play, you know, we haven't had a lot of reps, in-game reps, the last few games. But, you know, it still was a little stagnant at times. It was definitely good to get one. You know, on the power play, I think the guys are they're gripping their sticks a bit. They're feeling that pressure of going out on the power play and making something happen. But, yeah, it was good to see the power play get one. Hopefully we can start rolling.
Jack Lavallee, how is he?
Yeah, so obviously Jack took a hit there in the first period and left the game. So that was a difficult situation for our team to battle through too, right? Going down to five defensemen for essentially the entire game. So very difficult. Yeah, Jack's doing okay. He's going to be evaluated by, you know, our training staff. And, yeah, I don't think... I don't know if we'll see Jack again this road trip.
The good news is, though, is that you'd have Derek Thurston coming in, just acquired in a trade from Red Deer. You'd be able to slot him in tomorrow, get him up to speed as quickly as you can. Veteran player, he should be able to pick things up pretty quick.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's very unfortunate to have the injury to Jack. He's been, you know, playing really, really well for us for a 17-year-old rookie. He's done some really good things. You know, has his bumps in the road, but like everyone. But he's done such a tremendous job for us. And, yeah, I mean, the timing, though, is good. The fact that we have Derek coming in tomorrow to fill that spot is definitely important. So, yeah, we're excited to see Derek, meet him, and see him on the ice tomorrow in Portland.
Brought this up with you before we left. It's Portland. It's where you played your major junior hockey. Yes, it was 20 years ago, whatever the case may be. But it's a big deal tomorrow night. It's their 50th anniversary. Gold jerseys, gold helmets. They're going to be introducing all kinds of legends of the game. I don't know. Maybe you're going to be introduced as one of the legends from the Winterhawks past. I don't know. But, I mean, it's still going to be fun to go into that old building tomorrow and see what it's like there.
Yeah, I think I saw top 50. They're announcing the top 50 Winterhawks. I don't think I'm going to crack that list. Some pretty good players, yeah. it's always special. You know, my billet, you know, the last billet I was with, is coming to the game and meet up with him and to get, you know, walk back through those doors and be in that building, and it definitely brings back memories for sure. So I'm excited, and definitely a win would feel good in that building.
I was going to say, as long as the lessons are learned, it should be fine tomorrow.
That's right, and our guys are good. There's great leadership in that room, and so we seem to learn our lessons very quickly. And yeah, I know I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I think the guys are going to respond really well.
Good. Dan, thanks for this, and I look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, Les.
Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me here on the live interview segment.